that I can say I'm one of them. So glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, there are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with that fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. And it's burning now within my heart. Oh, glory. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Though these people may not learn it, be our boast of worldly fame, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and they're telling now both far and wide. Is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, they were gathered in that upper room, all praying in his name. They were baptized with that Holy Ghost, and power for service came. And what he did for them that day, tonight he'll do the same. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, come, my brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing and will keep the soul on flame. And it's burning now within our hearts. Our glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say. Are you glad tonight? Yeah. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that we can say. Third verse. Oh, they were gathered in that upper room, all praying in his name. They were baptized with that Holy Ghost when power for service came. And what he did for them.
Amen.
That I can say I'm one of them.
Let's clap it to him.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah. Let's hear a glory. He loves to be worshiped. He loves it when we tell him we really love him.
I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Let's clap it to him one more time. Only the bride can sing his song.
Come on up. Thank you, Lord.
How do we know that?
We say amen, amen, amen. Oh, we say amen, amen, amen. Oh, we say amen, amen, amen. Oh, we say amen to the word of God. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, we say amen, amen, amen. Oh, we say amen, amen, amen. Oh, we say amen
to the Bible.
Amen, amen, amen.
To the prophet.
Amen, amen, amen.
To the message.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, we say amen to the ages. Amen, amen, amen. To the seals. Amen, amen, amen. To the tapes. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, we say amen.
It's the message.
Amen, amen, amen.
It's the token.
Amen, amen, amen.
It's our absolute.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, we say amen to every word. Amen, amen, amen. Don't add to it. Amen, amen, amen. It's our resting place. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, we say amen.
It's the token.
Amen, amen, amen.
We believe it.
Amen.
He's the Melchizedek.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, we say amen. Oh, we say amen, amen, amen. Oh, we say amen, amen, amen. Yes, we say amen, amen, amen. Oh, we say amen.
Yes, the sisters. the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, I love saying amen.
Amen.
He done told us what that means. Amen. To say amen to every word.
Amen.
There better be a lot of amens on that one. The true sign of the Holy Ghost. To say amen to every word.
Amen.
Every word that's on them. Oh, it's so good to be here. Thank you for praying for me. As you can see, I feel much better. Your prayers. Amen. Bless you. Be seated. Oh, so I've got a lot to talk about. No, I ain't got no button. But I got some quotes. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so thankful to be here. I can't wait to hear this message tonight. You think you've heard it. You've heard it, but you ain't heard it like you're going to hear it tonight. I guarantee you that. I'd like to welcome everybody in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's nice to have you all here and all the different ones that are listening in by the way of the hookup. I was thinking today, you know, that you're listening in. One day we're all going to be together.
Amen.
We're going to be in eternity. So God bless you, folks. We love you. We have some special guests with us tonight. I think that they're here. It's our group of brothers from our Brazil office. We had the Colombians the other day, but the Brazilian brothers are here. We'd like for you to stand up. Our translators and our office managers and distributors from Brazil. That's who takes the message to Brazil, the tapes. Also have another very gallant soldier here, a brother that was preaching the gospel when he was younger than 16 years old, a missionary of missionaries, Brother Jerry Amelong. I believe, where are you at tonight? Where are you? Brother Jerry Amelong. Ones that know him, which is everybody here pretty well, that's a real missionary right there.
Amen.
That's not Holiday Inns and eating good food. That's a real missionary. We love you, Brother Amelong, and you brothers here too, to take this gospel, this message, the same thing that we believe to the people of their countries. It does no good if we print the books and make the tapes and everything. God raises up people in their own country to take that message to the people. But they got to have that same vision. There's a lot of people that get raised up. There's very few that catch the vision of taking that tape messages to the people. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why it's so wonderful to work with brothers like that, that have the same vision. It's kind of like in the scripture when Peter, that he left and he come together, or Paul, he got together with Peter. They've been 3.5 years. They are preaching exactly the same thing. God's got his bride everywhere, listening in everywhere. I'm just glad to be part of his great economy. Are you excited to be here? Who's excited to be here tonight? Amen. I'm sorry, keep you, you know, I always say that. I'm not really. Because I'd be worried if you wasn't, because there's something inside of you pushing up. We are excited. Who's under expectation?
Yeah.
Amen. We're going to have a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit tonight.
Amen.
We're going to get more revelation tonight than you've ever got before in your life.
Amen.
Do you really believe that?
Yeah.
It's a fact. It's going to happen. You're not going to be disappointed, I promise. Because you're going to hear where you came from. You're going to hear who you are right now, and you're going to find out where you're going.
Amen.
Do y'all know where you're going? I know where I'm going. Hey, praise the name of the Lord. You know what? Tonight we're going to be drinking from that artesian well. It's just bubbling up and bubbling up. There's no bugs, no filters needed tonight. So you can just rest assured, and there ain't no bug juice. It's just
Amen.
Pure, unadulterated word of God you're going to hear. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Can you already feel the presence of the Lord Jesus?
Amen.
To know that he's here, that same pillar of fire, you believe it?
Amen.
He's right here in this room with us?
Amen.
Guess what? He's even in you. He's going to tell you tonight all about it. Amen. Amen. You want to hear something wonderful? You know what we're doing here tonight? We're not trying to get something. We're just under anticipation and accepting what he's done give us. He's done give it to us. All we have to do is accept it. Other people are struggling and they're trying. We're just accepting what he's already done for us. That becomes that revelation. He's increasing our faith. Every time that we get together, every time that you hear the word, every time you get down on your knees, every time we pray as individuals, every time we do as a family, every time that we do now more and more and more, he is increasing our faith to believe and letting us know who we are, to let us know that we were in his thinking. Oh, my goodness. We're in his thinking, he says, before that there were angels, before there were cherubims. Before there was an earth, before there was a solar system, God, if we can picture in our mind him all by himself out there, we were right there with him. We were in his thoughts. Praise the name of the Lord. He thought us. He spoke us. Here we are. Children of God.
Amen. Praise the
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Being the very thought of God, you're going to be thinking a lot of that tonight in the next few days, and you already have if you've been listening to this message,
Amen.
That to think that we're in his thoughts, glory to God. How do we know it's true? How do we know that that's true? Because that we have the true end time revelation of the seventh church age messenger.
Amen.
The true revelation of Malachi 4, of Revelations 10 and 7, the true revelation. Now, a lot of people think they've got the true revelation of it. They can say, well, God sent a messenger and sent a prophet. Yeah, that's right. It's more than a prophet. It was more than a prophet.
Yeah.
Amen. He says that we hear that true ring scream of God, and there is nothing that can keep us from it. Nothing can keep us from this message. Nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. So how important is it to have this revelation, to know who this angel is? Why is that so important? Is it so important? Oh, my goodness, it is.
Amen.
He says, first we got to find out who is supposed to have this revelation.
Wow.
Who's supposed to have this revelation? The feet? Nope. He said, that was Luther. He says, they didn't have that revelation.
Yes.
Neither did the thighs, he said. He said, that was Wesley.
Yeah.
He said, they didn't have that revelation.
Amen.
And he said, neither did the shoulders. He said, that was Pentecost. He said, they didn't have that revelation. He said, it was us, the neck that connected the body to the head. We have that revelation. Amen. 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 Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. You may be seated. That great revelation. So what is that revelation? If it's so great, what is that revelation? Somebody or something has to unite the bride of Jesus Christ, he said, that neck with the body. He said it wasn't in the feet, it wasn't in the thighs, it wasn't in the shoulder, it was in the neck. And he said it has to unite the body with the head.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
That's what he said. So who is this person? Let's find out. Now remember, that was not Jesus talking to Abraham there that could discern the thoughts in Sarah's mind behind him.
Nope.
Keep that in your thinking. You just remember that tonight as you're hearing the word behind him. That was not Jesus. He was not yet born. But it was a man in human flesh that Abraham called Elohim. The great Almighty. And Jesus says, as it was in the days of Sodom, he says, now watch close. Amen. In the days of Sodom, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. He says, when that Son of Man is being revealed. Revealed is revelation. Okay. No, not no more as a church, see. Not no more. The bride is called, see. It is in the days of the Son of Man that he will be revealed.
Amen.
So in the days of Sodom, it was Elohim. We've got that. It was Elohim. He said it was the self-existing one. The great Almighty God was revealing himself in human flesh before Abraham. And then Jesus said, he is to reveal himself again, Brother Ram just said, in that last days once again as the Son of Man.
Amen.
Jesus told us that he was supposed to. Now, what is that Son of Man in human flesh? What is he supposed to do when he gets here? He's going to reveal himself. He's to join the church to the head. He will unite the marriage of the bride. Who's supposed to do that? The Son of Man. Amen. When the Son of Man will come down and come in human flesh to unite the two together.
Wow. Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm sorry. So who will join the body to the head? A group of ministers?
No.
Me? No. Someone else is coming. The Son of Man revealed through the seventh church age messenger. That's who's going to unite the bride of Jesus Christ together. Now, what is going to happen when that happens? I've got the answer. The church has to be the Word.
Amen.
That's us. Are we the church?
Amen.
We're the church. The church has to be the Word. He is the Word. And the two unites together. And to do that, it will take the manifestation of the revelation of the Son of Man.
Amen.
I think that went over your head. It will take the manifestation for that bride to recognize who that Son of Man is will bring it to pass. Amen. That's what we're doing tonight. Amen. Glory. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. That is the revelation. Yes. It's being made manifest. It brings it to pass. That's what that revelation does, is bringing it to pass. That is, tell us again, one more time, Son of Man, in the same quote. It's Son of Man. Jesus Christ will come down in human flesh. There it is. Right there. This is what this is all about right here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. Jesus Christ will come down in human flesh among us and will make his word so real that until it will unite the church in him as one, the bride, and she'll go home to the wedding supper. Hey, praise the Lord.
You
may be seated. That is the message. That is the great revelation right there, brothers
Amen.
And sisters. That is it right there.
Amen.
It's bullseye. She's already united, see. We go to the wedding supper, not the marriage. The rapture is going to the wedding supper. When the word here unites the person and they too become one. We become one with God. He's going to explain that to us tonight, how we bypass that theophany. We were in his thought, we bypassed it. He goes, Jesus was in that theophany. Elohim, Melchizedek, that talked to Abraham. He said, but we had to come through sin and sorrow. We go back to that theophany. He says, Jesus was done there, and then we're one. Oh, my goodness. Then what does it do? Something happens. It manifests the Son of Man again. You need to go home and study that tonight. It manifests the Son of Man again. It's what it's doing right now. Again. Not the church theologians. The Son of Man. The Word and the church becomes one. Whatever the Son of Man done... He was the Word. The church does the exact same thing. Praise the name of the Lord. People. Oh, my goodness. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Oh, that is the revelation. To know that, to see who we are. When you do, no wonder it unites the bride of Jesus Christ, that head to bring it together as one.
Amen.
And today, Melchizedek, he's going to vindicate to us again.
Amen.
That's right, Melchizedek.
Amen.
That's who's going to be speaking to you tonight.
Amen.
Melchizedek.
Amen.
Hey.
Oh,
I know that's going to choke a lot of people, but that's the revelation. If we believe this is the fulfillment of Malachi 4, if this is the Son of Man, amen. He's going to tell us that there's only how many gods?
One
God. Amen? He said there's not three persons in the Godhead. Right? He says to be a person, you have to have a personality. We're all together now. As my precious brother G used to say, are we together? Praise the Lord. We are all together. He says that there's not three separate persons. Every person has to have a personality. Emorpha. That's what he said, emorpha, one God changing his mask. Amen? He said it's one God changing his mask. He says, like the actor in a play. He says they come out and they change masks and he plays this part and he plays that part. But it's the same man. It's the same person. He's just changed his mask back and forth. So God is personality. Amen? Is it one personality?
Amen.
Okay. So there's only one personality. Then tonight we're going to be listening to the very personality of Jesus Christ on the tape. Of God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. So when he talked to Abraham, he was Melchizedek. He said it was Elohim behind him. He says Sarah did something. He said she laughed. He recognized who it was. When he talked to the woman at the well, he said it was the same thing. He said it was Melchizedek. Jesus was Melchizedek, but he was in the human form because he knew the secret of her heart. In our day, when he said, to my back, there is a man sitting behind me. He's contacting God, and what he's wanting, he has got a baby that's got a heart trouble, and that baby's got a murmur in his heart, so the doctor said. And that man's name is Mr. Cox. Stand up, Mr. Cox. And in that, what he told Sarah, she was thinking behind him. That's the personality of Melchizedek. Of the Lord. We want to remain standing. We'll just go to prayer. I love this message. I love you with all my, I'm going to spend eternity with you. Won't that be glorious? Oh, that's going to be wonderful because we have that revelation. God didn't give you that revelation to lose you. So when Satan comes after you, ain't no way. Sorry, Jack. He gave me that revelation. And that is the revelation of revelations. The very scripture Brother Branham used, Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen to that messenger tonight when he comes in the prayer. And he says, may it be like those who walked on a road to Emmaus. Put yourself there. He spoke with them all day long. They didn't know who he was. But then when he got them in the YFYC. That's just an abbreviation for Branham Tabernacle. He did something. And they recognized him. Who that he was. And then what did they say? Oh, did not our hearts burn within us as he spoke to us along the way? Thank God for that revelation. No matter what you're going through, what troubles that you have, how dark it seems, what you're fighting, it means nothing. That revelation means everything. It's eternal life. You are the living Word of God. That's what the Word says. That's what the prophet says. I believe it with all that's in me. How can it be? I'm a worthless nothing, but he chose me. He not chose me, he thought of me. He thought of you. He thought of you before cherubims, before there was anything. You. He thought of you. And then he spoke it. It might have said for thousands and 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 thousands of years. But then one day you went, and there you were. And one day that breath will go away. And you'll walk right in that theophany. Amen. Amen. Hey.
Glory. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. We're close. We're so close. He says, when that bride, they recognize who that they are. There's nothing that can take it from you. There's nothing. Is there anything that can take it from you? Nothing. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. How wonderful. Let us bow our heads. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love, Lord. Thank you for that great revelation that you give us, Father. It is the revelation of you again in this end time, Father. That is. That's what you come. They didn't recognize you when you came before. They didn't know who you were. They were crucifying you and singing about you, and right there you were. Now they do it again. But you do have a bride that recognizes who you are and who they are. That they are the bride of Jesus Christ. They are that redeemed one. To be called back, you redeemed us. You brought us back, Lord Jesus. We're trying to make ourselves ready, Lord, by recognizing who we are in your thoughts. Lord, I can't express that enough what that means to me. I was in your thought. Before the foundation of the world, Satan cannot take it from us. Amen. It's ours, and you give it to us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
There's many a prayer request have you read, and many has come in since then. The Lord knows each and every one. Those by the way of the hookup that are listening in. I know that there's many requests upon your heart too. But great Jehovah knows them all. He knew them all before the foundation of the world. And if we are that word, are we the word?
Amen.
Amen. Then we'll do the same thing that the Son of Man did. He told us, honey, if Jesus was here, he'd go pray for that man and he'd be okay. He says, but if I had a vision, I'd go. He says, but it's the same dirty hands.
Yeah.
It's the same human being. It ain't me. It ain't you. It's God living in you.
Thank you, Lord.
If you are a child of God, and that you are and you claim it, then we're going to ask it. Because we'll do he just said, we're going to do the same thing he did.
Thank you, Lord.
We believe that prophet was here as the bold prophet. Lay hands, pray for me. I'll be healed. Whatever I have need of, you'll give it to me. We'll do the same thing.
Amen.
That's the word. Not the word of Joseph Branham. It's the word of Melchizedek. Almighty God. The great I am. It's his word. Lord, you'll meet every request. Lord, open up our hearts, our thoughts, our minds, our everything to give us more revelation, Lord, to be more like you. That's what we want, Lord, to be more like you. Take away anything that's not like you. If we got any tempers, if we've got any disaccord, if we got something against one another, and especially tonight, Lord, we're coming to your communion table, Lord. The showdown of showdowns. One day, it's in representation. You're going to hear how the first communion was. And we're going to take it again with him at that great wedding supper. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity or sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Amen. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your hands, all ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah.
In the presence of Jehovah, God
Author of eternal life and giver of every good gift, Lord, we just bow our head humbly, Lord, and we just want to tell you that we love you, Lord, with all our heart. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for thinking of us from before the foundation of the world. Lord, how great thou art, Lord, that you would care for us. And when I think of it, how great you are in providing every need in our lives, greater than the physical things, greater than the health, Lord, but eternal life. This messenger that you sent, Lord, vindicated with infallible proofs that it's the voice of God to us. How great thou art, Lord, that you would show us and reveal to us in our heart without a doubt that we see it clearly. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the fullness of the deity, God made manifest in a prophetic ministry, Lord, how great thou art. Lord, to think that you would speak to us and that you would change us day by day as we continue to hear that voice on those tapes. It's constantly working on us and changing us and creating us a faith, Lord, that's perfect faith. That it's, oh, thank you, Lord. We just love you, Lord, with all of our heart. Thank you for your prophet. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to be here with your bride united around the world, Lord. We're in great anticipations to hear that voice. And there's no other voice, there's no other anything that we could say after it was spoke, but this voice that, Lord, it burned in our hearts. And Lord, we're just so happy to know it. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Lord, we're just human as you, Lord, you know us. There's nothing hidden from you. But Lord, we get sick in body. We go through great trial. But Lord, it's all for the perfecting. And Lord, you're working it out. Lord, you're bringing us to that spot, Lord. And we are there that no matter what we go through, whether it's the valley, the mountaintop, it makes no difference. We're part of that bride. And Satan can't do nothing about it. Bless and be with your children, Lord. Think about those tonight, about they're listening in their homes, their churches, wherever they are, or they have needs upon their heart. Lord, bless and be with them. Just may your anointing just come and just tap them on the shoulder, Lord, and hug them up real close and just let them know, Lord, that you love them. Lord, grant it to them. Encourage them. Strengthen them, Lord. And for every person that's listening in, Lord, every person present, Lord, just wrap your arms around them, Lord. Let them know you love them, Lord. And Lord, tonight, grant it, Lord, that this revelation above all revelations would be so anchored more than ever tonight, Lord. Grant it such a deeper walk with you, Lord. We love you. Bless and be with us now, Lord, and just help us now to just relax. And Lord, to get quiet, Lord, and to hear that voice of God to us. And then let it just sink in, Lord, and just wrap it in our heart, Lord, so deep. Grant it, Lord. We love you, and we commit these requests to you in each heart, each life. Bless, and we commit it all to you now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty,
oh Jesus,
the Prince of Peace.
Close our eyes, raise our hands to him, and sing it again to him.
Oh, in the presence,
love you, Lord,
of Jehovah,
God Almighty,
the praise.
Amen. Don't you enjoy his presence? Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. We have some baby dedications now at this time. If those would just come forward now as we sing, bring them in. Amen. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus.
Naomi Shiloh.
Naomi Shiloh. Brother George, you got a bunch up here. What a precious one, huh? Let us bow our heads. Father, little Naomi Shiloh Grigg, Lord. Father, a little love gift that you've brought into this home, Lord. Father, how that they love you. How that they adore you. And how they only want the best for her, Lord. Father, so they've brought her forward, Lord, according to your word, Lord, to place her into your hands, Lord. And Father, for they only want the best for her. Amen. For that they know they'll never always be with her and to be there. But Father, you'll always be there because they take her and they place her into your arms. Yes. Lord Jesus, may you just be with her, Lord. Keep your hand up over to lead her, to guide her, to direct her, Lord. May your angels encamp around about her, Lord Jesus, and protect her, Lord. Yes. Father, may you bless and be with this family, Lord. And Father, may they raise up her up, Lord, to be a child of God, to love and to serve you.
Yes.
Now, Father, we take her and we place her into your hands for a life of dedication and service, Lord.
Yes.
May you bless her and be with her, Lord. We give her back into your loving arms.
Yes.
We ask it in the precious and the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Boaz Paul Winger.
Boaz Paul. Praise the Lord. Boaz Paul. Let's bow our heads. Father, little precious Boaz Paul Winger, Lord. Another token of love, Lord, that you've given to this couple, Lord. You are the giver of good gifts, Lord. Father, how great thou art, Lord. And Father, how wonderful to see a couple that once again, they want to come up here and place their son that you give to them, Lord. Place him into your hands, Father. Father, so that you'll always be there to watch him and to protect him, Lord. Father, they'll never be able to hold his hand all the time and watch out for him. And even if they were, that, Lord, something could happen to him. But Lord, when those angels are all around about, Lord, what a safety that we have, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father, as we bring him to you, that, Lord, my unworthy hands, Lord, to represent you here on earth.
Yes.
But, Lord, what a privilege it is to be able to take him and to commit him back into your hands.
Thank you, Lord.
We dedicate him, Lord, and give him back to you for a life of service, Lord. If there is a tomorrow, Lord, may this message burn within his heart, Lord.
Amen.
Bless and be with the family, Lord, as they raise up their son, Lord, to love you and to serve you and to believe this message.
Yes.
Bless and be with them now. Now we take him and we commit him into your hands, Lord, for a life of dedication.
Yes.
We ask it in that matchless and lovely name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Fields of bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus.
Amen. How many thankful to be here tonight? Amen. How many's living by faith tonight? Amen. So thankful for every message that the Lord's been putting on our brother Joseph's heart, and how the messages coming together and just painting this beautiful picture. And you know, every message we hear is increasing our faith. And
one day we're this close to going home. Amen. Amen. Well, I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above. Oh, I'm trusting, confiding in His great love, and from all harm safe in His sheltering arms. And I'm living by
bless and be with us. Help us, Father, and Lord, we ask that you bless these tithes and offerings that we've taken up this evening, and we just thank you for the opportunity to give, Lord. We love you, Father, and be with us. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen.
Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above. I'm trusting, confiding in His great love, and from all harm safe in His sheltering arm. And I'm living by faith, and I feel no though tempest may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of light. I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife. Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above. Oh, I'm trusting, confiding in His great love, and from all harm safe in His sheltering arms. And I'm living by faith. I feel no alarm. I know that He safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care, though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close by my side? Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above. I'm trusting, confiding in His great love, and from all harm safe. I feel no alarm. Our Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. When I'm living by faith in Jesus. Jesus above. Oh, I'm trusting, confiding in His great love, and from all harm safe in His sheltering arms, and I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm. And if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it dwell in you, oh, dwell in you. And if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you, oh, it'll quicken your mortal body. Oh, if that Spirit, oh, dwell in you, Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. And if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you, oh, it'll quicken your mortal body. Oh, if that Spirit dwell in you, oh, it'll quicken your mortal body. Oh, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, does it dwell in you? You. Oh, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you, oh, it'll quicken your mortal body. Oh, if that Spirit dwell. Your mortal body, if that Spirit dwell in you, oh, it'll quicken your mortal body. If that Spirit dwell in you, and He brought me out of the miry clay. Oh, and He set my feet on the rock Tuesday. He puts a song in my soul. A song of praise, hallelujah. Oh, yes, He brought me out of the miry clay. Oh, and He set my feet on the rock Tuesday. He puts a song so today, a song of praise, hallelujah. My heart was distressed, beneath Jehovah's dread frown. And low in the pit where my sins drag me down, I cry to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden. Oh, yes, He brought me out of the miry clay, and He set my feet on the rock Tuesday. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. He placed me upon the strong rock by His side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by His grace until the crown I gain. Oh, yes, He brought me out of the miry clay. Oh, and He set my feet on the rock Tuesday. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He gave gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. Oh, and he brought me out of the miry clay. Oh, and he set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. I'll sing of his wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise him till all men his goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay, and he set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Let's clap it to him. Let's clap it to him. I'm so thankful he brought me out. Oh, and he brought me out of the miry. And yes, he set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. A song of praise, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you.
Just cannot wait. Hear this message. Truly it is. His name is called Emmanuel. He's God with us, revealed in us. Praise your name, Lord. Let's just sing that little chorus before as we get ready. My sunshine, my all.
Seated. What a wonderful opportunity that we have again tonight to hear Melchizedek speak to the bride of Jesus Christ, to bring us the message, to ask us the question, who is this Melchizedek? Everyone has to decide. We've decided by revelation. The great end time message revealing himself again to the bride of Jesus Christ. May God bless you as our prophet. God's messenger brings us the message tonight. Who is this Melchizedek? God bless you, Brother Branham.